You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to use explosive references for the article that I recently covered about how women are more likely than men to cheat in their relationship and the warning piece that I'm going to share with you today. The first article would be the equivalent of a Tomahawk cruise missile. However, this piece that I'm going to go through with you today would be the equivalent of a nuclear strike. Yeah, this warning is very dire, especially for married men. So please share this. Understand, when you search this article, you will not find any American publication that actually touched it. Yeah, Moravi is an African publication. It shows you just how hot this article truly is. Now, this particular piece was published January 7th, 2022. Quote unquote, a cheating woman is more dangerous than poison, warns psychology professor. That title alone made this piece radioactive. By R.M., professor of psychology, Ohio State University. A man can cheat on his woman and still love her, but a woman cannot cheat on her man and still love him. Right out the gate, whoever this person is definitely red-pilled. I say this because while men do not have sex with emotions, women cannot have sex without attaching emotions to it. This is the reason why men simply need a place to have sex, while women need a reason to have sex. Oh, this article is already off to a huge, huge red pill start. Most women who take their husbands to court for divorce are those that cheat on their men. A non-cheating woman would most likely never take her husband to court for divorce unless the man exceedingly abuses her physically and emotionally to the point of killing her. Men don't equate sex with love. A man can have sex with another woman, but still doesn't love her. That's why women who fall in love with married men find it difficult to find happiness in those relationships, as they are just being used by those married men. Where's the lie? Truly, where is the lie? A lot of women have openly said they want men who have other women. Sick as it is, I can still understand why. Even myself, when I do wear my wedding ring, I get a hell of a lot more attention from women. Why? Because it is social proof that I have a woman in my life. But once a married woman starts sleeping with another man, she can even narrate some hidden secrets concerning her husband, and she will even tell you why she hates him, her husband. For men, sex and love are two different things. But for women, sex and love are one in the same. For men, sex comes first before love, infatuation, or extended lust. But for women, love comes first before sex. Therefore, once your woman starts having sex with another man or men, her love shifts from you to that man, and she can even start giving that man the best food and love than she gives you. Wow. You honestly see why no American publication touched this particular piece. The fact that your man is cheating on you doesn't mean he has stopped loving you. But I can't say the same for women, excuse me. Once a woman starts cheating on you, she has fallen for someone else, and you people will never live the same again. Let me go ahead and read that line one more again for a lot of you married men who know your wife is cheating on you and you're being told, oh, go to counseling. Oh, do this. Oh, do that. Once a woman starts cheating on you, she has fallen for someone else, and you people will never live the same again. Food for thought. Now, here is where the piece gets a whole lot darker, a whole lot more gully, a whole lot grimier. Strap in, gents. Strap in. If your wife starts cheating, you should be a lucky man not to die in less than 10 years. It has been found that 95% of women who cheat wish their husbands dead. She can even accept poison from the boyfriend to eliminate her husband. This is the main reason why it is dangerous for a man to continue staying with a wife who cheats on him. Let me read that part one more again. This is the main reason why it is dangerous for a man to continue staying with a wife who cheats on him. That is why it is encouraged everywhere in the world, including in the Bible, for a man to divorce his wife only once she starts cheating on him. Oh, oh, you know American publications would not touch this article. Cheating women are more deadly to husbands than ordinary criminals or weapons. There are many cheating women in the world who invite criminals to break into their house at night, only to come and eliminate her man, and police officers plus relatives can't detect this, as the same woman tend to mourn more than any person at the funeral so as to attract sympathy and hide her evil acts. Oh my fucking God. That's why psychologists discourage women more than men from cheating, because women can't handle the emotional conflict that comes with cheating. That's the reason an observant and intelligent man will notice that his wife has started cheating on him once she starts doing it, because most women tend to lose respect to their husbands and try to avoid sex with him in most times. Cheating women will even be giving excuses for not wanting to have sex with their husbands. Studies have revealed that nearly 90% of women who cheat find it hard to have enjoyable sex with their husbands. Again, an intelligent man will detect this once his wife's behavior with regard to sex starts to change. But a dull man could never detect this and always tolerates the changing, the fake excuses from his cheating wife until he is completely eliminated. Oh my God. You talk about red pills being dropped in this piece. I repeat, nearly 100% of cheating women wish their husbands quick death or divorce to eliminate, or should I say, have unlimited sexual freedom, while nearly 100% of cheating men can't wish their wives a quick death or divorce. That is why most men cannot allow their wives to be physically or verbally abused by their girlfriends. Men will always stand for their wives. Once your wife starts sleeping with other men, just know that your death is near. Holy shit. This is definitely one of the most red pill pieces that any of us can ever have the honor of coming across. And yes, I said honor. Whoever wrote this definitely has some red pills intravenously inserted into their body. Yeah. But all in all, there's nothing that I can really say that this article didn't say. Period. Gentlemen, once she cheats, leave. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Period. Now, we have to go back to Hollywood and the propaganda when it came to cheating wives. Oh, gentlemen, you're supposed to go to therapy, excuse me. Try to work it out, this, that, and the other. Try to rebuild trust. No. No, no, no. This article truly covered everything. Once your woman cheats on you, there are two things that will be irretrievably broken. Your trust for her, her respect for you. It's funny. My close friend, we was having a conversation about, you know, marriage and all that stuff. And he asked me, are you going to try to, you know, rebuild your relationship with her? And I simply responded, why would I try to build a new house on a burned out foundation? No. The way we are now, we're cool. We don't have any animosity. We live in separate places. She does what she does. I do what I do. When we have family gatherings, everything is cool. There's no way in hell I'm going to try to rebuild that marriage. Nope. As husband and wife, we're dead. As parents, we're cool. But yeah, gentlemen, if you know a married man and his wife has been unfaithful, he needs to, at minimum, get the hell out of that damn house. Once again, Hollywood propaganda would say, oh, your wife's been unfaithful. You guys need to try to work it out, yada, yada, yada. Hell no. I'm pretty sure you guys know of many stories to where the wife or girlfriend got the other guy to come and take out the main guy. Gentlemen, you don't want to put yourself in that position. I'm going to reiterate. When she cheats, you must leave her. Married men, if you can't afford a divorce, at barest minimum, get out of that damn house. Doesn't matter if you got to get a studio apartment, if you got a couch surf, if you got to live in a friend's basement, even if you got to live in your car, get the hell away from that woman. Because at that point, she might be plotting your demise. Hey, just saying. But yeah, share this article, share the video. And for you women out there, even though that last article that I covered is a bit of a smokescreen to try to justify your infidelity, oh, no, 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 no. See, this is why I like Maskistan. They find out their women are cheating. Yeah, the hot butter knife of doom comes out. But a lot of men over here in America and in Western countries, they don't have that mindset. So at bare minimum, leave. Just leave. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Share the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power for a lot of you has gone out. Feminism has gone out right along with it. Believe you me, since this information about women being unfaithful has come out, a lot of you will definitely be left in the cold because men are no longer forming marriages. Hell, most men aren't even forming relationships, especially in the West. So yeah, all of you sexually liberated women out here, guess what? Enjoy it, because the one thing that you're not gonna get is that commitment, which is what you truly want. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.